Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council audio podcast. I'm Jason Dozier. I'll be your host. Today, we're going to talk with Midwest Hemp Council President Justin Swanson, and we're going to talk about some of the exciting new updates from our brethren in Kentucky and their new hemp laws, the 2023 Farm Bill, and some other items. So let's welcome in our guest today, Justin Swanson. Justin, how you doing today?
I'm great, Jason. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I appreciate you joining us on the program here, and we're going to highlight you today, and we're going to talk, pick your brain and talk about what's going on legislative-wise, and we got some news in Kentucky, and of course, the big news, the 2023 Farm Bill. So there's a lot in there. I'm going to let you dissect that and tell us what we need to know here for the Midwest Hemp Council podcast purposes.
Sure. And yeah, it's a really critical piece to the hemp industry, not just in Indiana, but across the country. And it dates back really to the 2014 Farm Bill. That was our first distinction between hemp and marijuana at the federal level and allowed for states to, encourage farmers to develop the infrastructure again on a domestic hemp program. Mm-hmm. And before we get into the actual 23 Farm Bill, I think we need to take a second and just highlight some of the election results at the federal level, because that plays a huge part in how this plays out. Mm-hmm. So the Republicans took back the majority in the House, and it looks like the Senate will likely be or could be controlled by the Democrats. So we're going to have a divided Congress with a Democrat president sitting there. So the chances of a lot of stuff getting done, I think, kind of went down a little bit, depending on their attitudes towards each other. So, mm-hmm. In terms of our priorities for the Farm Bill, the first and most important priority for us and for our farmers and members is maintaining the current definition of hemp at 0.3% Delta 9 THC and below. We think that this consistency is absolutely needed for our farmers in the industry. There's been a push by I think one organization in particular that's asking for 1% total THC, and we're not really not heard an articulate reason why we're asking for that, especially when our farmers have remediation options to them on the farm should their crop test above the compliant level. So that's going to be kicking into high gear here really over the next year. Mm-hmm. I think they'd like to try to get it done in October, but with that kind of divided Congress, the chances of that I think again are slim. So that's just a federal piece that we're going to be watching really closely and have been participating in at the out on the Hill in some really key discussions. So we're excited about it and look forward to trying to deliver some results for our members.
Well, obviously with a divided the Congress and the Senate, two different parties there. So we know a lot of the hot topics are not going to be pushed forward because both sides disagree. But when you look at things like the farming community, the Farm Bill, things like that, those are going to suffer. Also, you would think those might be the things they could, because everybody's trying to get the votes. You would think that would be one of the areas that they could come together, because it doesn't really seem like it'd be a left or a right situation.
Yeah, and the Farm Bill is kind of maybe misleading, because there's a lot of stuff in there as well that are kind of lightning rods for partisan issues. But that being said, Jason, it just depends on their attitudes and how much they want to work together. Mm-hmm. In terms of trying to get that bill done on time. And, in terms of their priorities, I'm not sure hemp is yet a monster in the room yet. I think this still has a lot of growing to do. So I'm not sure it's going to be a top priority for a lot of people, but we're going to be in there and educating as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Now, along with Indiana, Justin, what other states are you watching? You mentioned Kentucky. They've moved forward. So Indiana kind of in the middle of that donut now. So what are we seeing from other states, and how is that affecting Indiana?
Yeah, so we had some really big news out of Kentucky yesterday. The governor signed two executive orders, one being permitting Kentucky residents who purchase medical marijuana in a legal state, they keep the receipt and have basically a doctor's recommendation. They're no longer going to be subject to fine or jail time. So it's effectively decriminalized medical marijuana in Kentucky.
So if they have something from their doctor, they can drive into Illinois, for example, go to one of the dispensaries and load up. And if they get pulled over, they're okay. But the guy without the doctor's consent that does the same thing, they're still in trouble, but at least there's some advancement there.
Absolutely right. And again, it just marks, I think, the beginning of the end for cannabis prohibition in Kentucky. So we are an island of prohibition now from our surrounding states that have either decriminalized marijuana or provided, a regulated market for either an adult use or a medical market.
Mm-hmm.
And the other news, too, just as big, really, is the second executive order made it very clear that Delta 8 is not a controlled substance under Kentucky law or under federal law.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming from the governor's executive order. So that's a big win, and it's a huge result of the Kentucky Hemp Association kind of unifying the industry down there in the bluegrass state and fighting government overreach. Delta 8's been under attack there for the last couple of years. They pulled together resources and challenged it in court successfully. And this is a result of what can happen when the industry in each state kind of unifies around each other and has a consistent message, with the end goal of trying to keep as many markets open for our farmers as possible.
And without getting too political, we look at the other states around Indiana. Are these led by, say, the Democrat side, Republican side, or are these both sides coming together in these states?
You know, that's a great question. And the polling that we've done and then the national polls as well show that, I mean, cannabis is absolutely a bipartisan issue. It cuts across both aisles. Whatever aisle you're on, there's support for it. Kentucky, they have a Democrat governor, Republican legislature, I believe. Ohio is pretty well led by Republicans. So I'm not sure off the top of my head, Jason, but I guess my point is it doesn't matter if it's a red or a blue state. Americans have access to regulated cannabis at unprecedented levels, and I think it's only going to continue to do that. And it just matters whether states have set up a regulatory environment that's going to allow their farmers and small businesses to outcompete the illicit market.
And do you think, now you're in touch with, you kind of got your thumb on the pulse of what's going on politically in Indianapolis and Indiana. Is this going to pressure some of the lawmakers in Indiana to kind of step up and follow suit, or are they going to just basically stand pat and be the only state in the Midwest that doesn't have any of these laws?
Well, I'd love to have a crystal ball and answer that. I don't know the answer to that directly, but I can tell you it's not hurting. The more and more states move in the direction of providing regulated markets, it just puts more and more pressure on our lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, we're actually going to have a discussion on the impacts of what Kentucky's done on Indiana. December 6th, it's a Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 at Sun King Brewing. Shout out to them for hosting us. We'll have a couple legislators in attendance to discuss it and really hope to see a good crowd because there's going to be a lot of information discussed, not just on the impacts of what Kentucky's done, but also previewing what we're going to be working on at the State House during the 23 session that starts in January.
All right. So the obvious call to action that I'm seeing here is folks should show up at Sun King Brewing, on December 6th. Again, that's at 5:30, like you said. What else can folks do? We've talked about a lot of things here politically. What can they do to pressure lawmakers, or do we need to pressure the lawmakers now? What would be the call for folks to be able to do right now?
So I may sound like a broken record, but I'm going to keep saying it. Responsible cannabis reform is not going to happen unless the voters get vocal and start engaging their respective lawmakers on the issue. So come to this event, be on the lookout for emails. We're going to be putting together a campaign, to highlight some of the talking points that we're going to be focusing on. Because the more unity there is in messaging, the stronger that voice becomes, and hopefully we can start moving the needle. I anticipate a very busy legislative session on the cannabis front during the 23 session. So we're looking forward to that, and you're going to need our members to step up and be vocal.
All right, Justin, anything else that we need to hit on that we haven't covered today?
I think that was it. I look forward to seeing everyone at Sun King. Again, it's going to be a great conversation. We'll have legislators, and we'll also have a discussion on some of the similarities of the craft brew industry and cannabis with Clay, one of the owners of Sun King. So it'll be, I think, a really great night.
All right, Justin, and as always, I assume folks can be on the lookout for their in their inbox for those invites and more information as well. And if they're not signed up for that, they need to go to the website and do that.
That's exactly right. And then one last event I want to highlight for everybody is December 3rd. We're doing a pop-up shop with Farm Free up on the north side of Indy. So I wanted to put that on everyone's radar as well. So be on the lookout for more information out in the newsletter.
All right, Justin, as always, very much appreciated, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Audio Podcast. I'm Jason Dozier. I do appreciate you tuning in and checking it out. Please tell a friend, and we'll see you next time. Until then, make sure and check out the website, MidwestHempCouncil.com. So long, everybody.